Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Each and every week, we love to dive deep into the law of Major League Baseball. Keith Law from ESPN, always good enough to join us talking about the grand old game, which saw a grand old brawl over the weekend. You could say the odor is still wafting throughout Twitter. Odor. I think you got what I was doing there, Keith. How are you?
Odor. And I got what you were doing, but I'm not going to acknowledge it.
Thank you very much. Let's pretend none of that just happened. I'm sure Jose Bautista would like to pretend that none of that just happened. That's not exactly the look you want put down on film. There's a lot to talk about them waiting to do it, about why they did it. I would love to go inside your mind to get your thumbprint of this one.
Well, so they're saying, it sounds like this, some of this bad blood goes back to the bat flip in last year's playoffs. I have a feeling if Bautista doesn't slide hard into second base, and I actually didn't think it was a violation, all the umpires ruled it was, of the new slide rule. But if he doesn't go hard into Odor, then probably this doesn't happen. Or if the Rangers were really hell-bent on doing it, they would have had to manufacture the controversy somehow. But with Bautista going hard into Odor, who likes to slide pretty hard and wide into second base himself, he just doesn't appreciate if runners do it to him, then that sort of gave the perfect opportunity for, if they were waiting for it, perfect opportunity for them to start something, or maybe it was just tension under the surface that finally boiled over there. You know, that said, when was the last time you actually saw a ball player land a full-on punch to the face in one of these brawls?
I don't know who.
It was like a little slap fight.
Right.
And we're done.
I don't know which broadcaster it was, but somebody on the Texas Rangers broadcast team said, well, now Odor is 2 for 5 today. That's how much he connected on that one. What should the suspension be?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. It's like Bryce Harper swearing at the ump. You do it on camera, you've just made it worse. Harper probably doesn't get suspended for swearing at the ump like that if it wasn't for the fact that he was caught square on camera. Now, in this case, Odor was going to get suspended one way or another, but instead of maybe getting away with 4 games, it becomes 8. Instead of 5, it becomes 10. 8 to 10 is kind of the range I've been guessing. Maybe a little more like 8, just because it seemed like there were tensions both ways. It was a fight both ways, and although Odor will get the longest suspension because he, you know, I hate to sound like a juvenile, but he started it.
Right.
I think Bautista should get some too. He'll probably get a couple of games in it, and then there'll be a bunch. But John Gibbons had already been ejected and ended up back on the field, even though he was supposedly trying to calm things down. You can't do that. So he's going to get suspended. It's going to be a really long press release when that comes out.
Yeah, it will be. We're talking with Keith Law about Major League press releases, and we got one today about Tim Lincecum. And it looks like Lincecum's going to be an Angel. And, you know, I'm happy for the guy. I've always thought he was good for the sport of baseball. He used to be the most fun watch in all of baseball. It's been a long time since those days. He'll always have a free lunch waiting for him in San Francisco. 3 World Series, 2 no-hitters, and 2 Cy Youngs will do that. But what do you expect to see from him, if anything, down in Anaheim that'll matter?
And I'll just mention, I had a couple columns up today going back to the 2006 draft, which was his draft class, and pointed out the Rockies were originally, they picked 2nd, and everyone thought they were going to take Longoria. Their baseball ops people wanted to take Longoria. If that had happened, apparently ownership came down and said, nope, you got to take a pitcher. We're the Rockies, we need pitching, you got to take a pitcher. If they had taken Longoria, the Rays picked 3rd and had a deal in place with Tim Lincecum.
Wow.
So Giants franchise history was altered by the Rockies ownership saying, no, you have to go take a pitcher instead.
That's good stuff.
It's, you know, when it's 10 years later, people have a lot more to share, and you get a lot more detail. I ended up with some pretty cool anecdotes on some of the, especially some of the lower drafted players, going back, talking to the area scouts, say, who drafted those, you know, so Chris Archer in the 5th round, who's now, you know, a Cy Young contender.
Right.
But anyway, back to your question on Lincecum. I think if they use him in some kind of long relief role where he doesn't have to pitch back-to-back days, there may be some value there. If they try to put him in the rotation, I just say that because the Angels could use about three more starters right now, then I think they're going to be disappointed. It's been probably 3 years since he's shown any ability to help someone in the rotation, and I given what velocity he showed in that showcase, it's hard for me to see him as an effective starter in either league, but I feel like it's even worse in the American.
Meanwhile, Tim's old team, the San Francisco Giants, might have just played their best stretch of baseball throughout the year. They're still not hitting the cover off of it, but they've won five in a row. They're four games above 500 and in first place here. And not that it matters at all this time of the year, but it's always good to be in first place rather than not, I guess.
Better there than last.
Yeah, sure,
at least you're not trying to make up ground you lost with a bad eight.
Yeah, that's for sure. Actually got halfway decent starts out of Peavy and Kane. Don't know about the sustainability of that, but if they can just get back to average, if they could just give this team five innings every 5 days, Giants could be right in this thing.
Yeah, this looks more like the team I expected them to be. I expected the offense to regress. We've talked about that a lot. And most of those hitters have taken a step back. Brandon Belt looks like he's finally taken the huge step forward that, I mean, I think I've been forecasting that for him for 4 years now.
Yep.
It's just the play discipline is unbelievable. And that really makes me feel like it's sustainable. That, okay, maybe he doesn't hit 330 all year, but that he can hit for a high average and hit for the power that really has never quite been there for him. So that makes me feel good. I agree with you. Peavy and Kane looked better. Should they be average? That might be asking a bit much. But you don't have to be average to be a fifth starter. I think if those guys are just essentially better than the guy you pull out of AAA, and they can give them five innings on a somewhat regular basis. Look, five innings and two or three runs doesn't look pretty on the ERA, but that's probably enough for the Giants to stay in those games, and you don't end up torching the bullpens, because this is what a lot of teams that don't really have five major league caliber starters end up with, is you start blowing out your bullpen early, and by the time you get to July, half of them are on the DL or they're just worn out, and suddenly you're scrambling for replacements. The Giants, I think the plan going into the season was the rotation would be durable enough, providing enough innings that they wouldn't get to that situation.
Where were you, Keith Law, when Danny Valencia announced his presence?
I was home with a sick kid yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And I was aware of it, and then the brawl happened. And, of course, it was literally, you know, my daughter was sort of half asleep on the couch, so I'm on Twitter and half watching games. And when the brawl happened, that was it.
Right.
As if there was no other baseball
game. Right. Danny Valencia hit the wrong day to go deep three times.
That's
he really did.
That's exactly it.
Bad
marketing.
If he wants to take it out on the Rangers, he can. That's who's in town to take on the A's tonight. I would suggest nobody slide hard into second. Just little tip from me to them. We've got Sean Manaea on the hill. He's 0-1 at times. He's looked really good. You can also look to the right of that and see his ERA is 11.37. Do you think without a good start tonight, he's going bye-bye?
Probably. Although, look, if they wanted to keep him around and maybe slide him into a relief role, just to kind of get his feet wet. You hate having a guy come up, get smoked like that, go back down with a double-digit ERA. Did he get anything out of it? Is there more benefit in the case of a guy like Manaea who could, look, he's dominated up through double-A so far in his career. If they decide that there's more to be gained from having him face major league hitters just once through the order in a sort of a carefully cultivated relief role for his development, I would be 100% behind that. It's a good way to break in a starting pitcher, and he's clearly got some specific things to work on. I'm actually very surprised in his case. So I feel like we've talked before. He's got a lot of deception in his delivery.
Yeah.
So he's not deceiving anybody right now. So what's going on? Is something changed? I haven't seen him from behind the plate. So speculating. That might be one of those reasons, though. The major league coaching staff says, no, keep him up here. We want to work on something specific that we've spotted, as opposed to just saying, nah, he's not ready. Let's send him down.
Why do you think Sonny Gray's off to a slow start?
I don't know. You know, the stuff looks pretty good, close to regular velocity. Seems like his location's been off. I'm not as worried about him as I am about like Felix Hernandez, where the velocity really is off. And then you wonder, Felix's case, too. He's older. He's got more innings. Maybe he's just wearing down at this point. So without any specific reason to say why, I'm cautiously hopeful that Sonny's going to turn it around.
Keith, always great to talk to you, man. Thanks very much. We'll be in touch next week at some point in time, and I'm sure Tim Lincecum will have taken over baseball and proven us both wrong by that time.
My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.